I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I have somewhere to go in the time of trouble. I can go and have access. Believers, you ought to be shouting right now that we have access to God and the throne room. We can call on him and know that he will answer us. Dumb Zacharias. New Providence and friends, when I was a child, I was introduced to the television sitcom called Sanford and Son. My brothers and I would regularly watch this sitcom, and we became very familiar with the two major characters of the sitcom named Fred and Lamont Sanford. Watching the show regularly, you would be able to identify some of the catchphrases used during the show. Now, those of you who watch regularly like I did know one of the catchphrases that Fred Sanford was known for saying. He'd grab his chest and he would say often about his deceased wife, Elizabeth. He said, "Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey." Am I right about it? But New Providence and friends, the catchphrase that I remember often hearing is Fred Sanford saying to his son Lamont, "You big dummy." Whenever Fred Sanford thought that Lamont said or did something that should not have been said or done, he would call Lamont a big dummy. Y'all remember that? Well, my brothers and sisters, you and I know that when Fred Sanford called Lamont a big dummy, that he was not referring to Lamont not being able to speak, but he used the term dummy to describe Lamont as lacking intelligence or acting stupid. Now, Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines dumb as lacking intelligence, lacking the human power of speech, temporarily unable to speak as from shock or astonishment, and not having the capability to process data. Now, New Providence and friends, I must admit that over my 60 years of life, that I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, have had some temporary dumb moments. And guess what? You too. I have had some moments when I lacked intelligence. I've had some moments when I willfully acted stupidly. And guess what? Guess what? I am not the only one. Am I right about it? I have acted stupidly sometimes when I tried to hurt people who I thought hurt me. I have said some hurtful things to people that now I regret that I ever opened my mouth and said. Listen to me good. Listen to me good, New Providence and friends. As the result of being shut up in the house due to the coronavirus, some of us have said some things to our spouses and to our children that we knew was dumb and stupid to say. Oh, it's quiet around you. I know it's quiet around you. Listen, because we are frustrated about the conditions of our lives, we lash out at those who are around us and speak some hurtful things. That's right, that's right. Pastor Wood is saying that some of us have done some bad things and have said some dumb things. But guess what? Guess what? I got to tell you again. You and I are not alone. For here in our scriptural text this morning, if Fred Sanford was in the temple when Zacharias spoke to the angel of the Lord, Fred Sanford might have said to Zacharias, "You big dummy. Let me give you a brief snapshot of the events that precede our selected scriptural text for the day. The Bible says that there was a certain priest whose name was Zacharias. Zacharias was married to a sister named Elizabeth, who was a daughter of Aaron. The Bible tells us that both Zacharias and Elizabeth were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But the Bible tells us that they had no child. because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were well stricken in years. If you are a good Bible reader, then you know that not having any children was considered a reproach. It was considered a curse from God to be childless. And those married couples who were childless felt like they were forsaken by God. Well, the Bible tells us that as a priest, it was time for Zacharias to serve his priestly duties in the temple. His responsibility was to make sure that the altar of incense remained burning. Now the Bible says, while Zacharias was burning incense in the temple, that the people were outside of the temple praying. Did you hear what I said? So while Zacharias was inside the temple burning incense, that the people were outside of the temple praying. And let me just pause right here to say, listen, brothers and sisters, I know that we are told by our governor and our local health department not to meet together inside of our sanctuary. But I hope and I pray that while you are waiting outside of the sanctuary, until the time that we are able to return inside the sanctuary, that you, my brothers and sisters, saints of God, saints of New Providence, are still praying for me while I am on the inside, that the Lord will speak to my heart, that I might encourage and strengthen your hearts through his word. All I'm asking you to do, brothers and sisters, is keep praying for Pastor Wood. The Bible says that while Zacharias was burning incense, that an angel of the Lord appeared unto him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Later in the text, we will discover that the angel's name was Gabriel. Gabriel tells Zacharias to not be afraid, for he had some glad tidings or good news to tell him. Gabriel tells Zacharias that his prayer is heard, and his wife Elizabeth shall bear him a son. And Gabriel says, when he's born, you shall name him John. Now remember that the Bible tells us that Zacharias and Elizabeth were old. and well beyond the normal childbearing years. But Zacharias kept on praying. And God finally answered his prayer. Now check this out. Not only did Gabriel tell Zacharias that Elizabeth was going to have a son, he told Zacharias some important good news about his son who was to come. Gabriel told him that he and Elizabeth shall be filled with joy and gladness, and that many will rejoice at John's birth. Gabriel told them that John shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and that John shall not drink wine or strong drink. In other words, Gabriel was telling Zacharias that he did not have to worry about John becoming an alcoholic or having to pull John out of bars sloppy drunk. Gabriel told Zacharias that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit from Elizabeth's womb, and that many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God as a result of John's ministry. And finally, Gabriel tells Zacharias that John shall operate in the supernatural with the power and spirit of the prophet Elijah. Now, with all of this good news spoken to Zacharias by the angel Gabriel, Zacharias opens his mouth and to me says something dumb. Instead of Zacharias saying, "Thank God." Instead of Zacharias saying, "Glory be to God." Instead of Zacharias saying, "Be it unto me according to thy word," the first thing that comes out of his mouth is, "Whereby or how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." Wait a minute, Zacharias. Gabriel has already told you that your prayer has been heard. And we can assume that if he's a priest of God, that he was praying to Jehovah, the Almighty God. God answers his prayer. And Zacharias says, "Duh? Huh?" Instead of focusing on the good news that was given to him by the angel Gabriel, he focuses on his and his wife's perceived weakness. And come on, My brothers and sisters, don't we too sometimes have the habit of focusing on our weaknesses and not our possibilities? Don't you get tired of people who always sees the negative before they see the positive? Zacharias has a moment of what I call temporary dumbness. Instead of speaking in faith, Zacharias speaks in doubt. And Gabriel quickly tells Zacharias who he was. Gabriel says, "I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And God sent me to speak unto you these good things." Then Gabriel says to Zacharias, "Look," or "behold, thou shalt," or "you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." In other words, Gabriel tells Zacharias that because he opened his mouth and spoke in doubt, that God was going to silence him until John was born. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I pray that the Lord never shuts my mouth and keeps me from speaking because I said something dumb that I should not have said. Oh, is anybody on my street? I don't even, for a temporary season, want to be silenced and not be able to praise and give glory to my God. Why, Pastor Wood? Well, simply because God has been too good to me. He has done too much over the last 60 years of my life for me to be silent and not give him all the glory and all the praise that he deserves. I don't ever want to have too many more moments in my life when I fail to believe in the promises of God. I've already had too many dumb moments in life, and I don't want God to silence my mouth for saying or speaking some dumb things. Well, as I go to my seat, I remember when Jesus was being crucified for the sins of the world. that the Bible tells us that some of the Jewish religious leaders and some of the soldiers that were around the cross said some dumb things concerning Jesus our Christ. They said, if he be the Son of God, let him come down off that cross. Dumb things. They said that he saved others, but he cannot save himself. They said some dumb things. But I'm so glad that Jesus, while hanging on that cross, did not pay any attention to the dumb things that were said about him. I am so glad that Jesus did not respond to them by saying hurtful or bad things to them. Jesus said, in response to the dumb things that they were saying and doing, Jesus said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then the Bible says that Jesus cried with a loud voice from the cross, it is finished. And the Bible says that he hung his head and he died. But I'm so glad on this first Sunday morning in December that after Jesus died, that he didn't stay dead. But the Bible says that early on the third day morning, that Jesus rose from the dead with all power, not some power, but with all power in his hands. And I don't know about you, I'm so glad that Jesus rose from the dead. And because he rose, you and I can rise up and live our lives not making doubtful and dumb remarks. When God speaks his promises to us, Zacharias spoke some dumb words, but I'm here to tell you that it's my hope to only speak the wonderful blessings, the wonderful favor, the wonderful promises of God. Why, Pastor Wood? Because he has done. I said he has done. He has done great things in my life and in your life. And you ought to tell the devil, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. Because I know, I said I know too much about him. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Lord, have mercy. Gabriel, in essence, tells Zacharias, because you opened your mouth and spoke some dumb things, words of doubt, God is going to silence you until this thing that God said is going to happen comes to pass. And guess what? If you're a good Bible reader, you know that when it gets over around verse 68 of Luke chapter 1, after John was born, that the Bible says that Zacharias' mouth, his tongue was loosed. And guess what he did? The first thing he did was bless, praise, glorify, magnify the Lord. Won't you just take a moment? Now that your tongue has been loosed and you still have the opportunity to open your mouth to give God some praise. To give him some glory. Now, let me say this. Some folk, when you give God praise and give God glory and not ashamed, they'll look at you like you are dumb, like you are unintelligent. But I don't care what people may think about me. Call me a big dummy if you want, but I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Dumb Zacharias.